We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you missed us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, yes. House Party,
yes.
YouTube,
there.
Twitch, Black Planet. I know y'all talking about our OnlyFans. It's going crazy in there. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the TikTok and Google+. What's going on, y'all? This is DJ Ambush of Run Up the Numbers. This week, we are doing things a little differently. We're going to be playing some excerpts from a show on our sister station, X-Ray FM. The show is called News of My Fiancé, featuring myself and Morgan Jones, where we cover the news every Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9 a.m. You may remember Morgan Jones from numbers content such as Free Game or FYFF, as well as the Unrefined Sophisticates, which airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. She is a Portland original political analyst and hella funny, man. So we hope that you'll enjoy these tidbits from last week's show. And you can tune into that show live every Thursday morning on X-Ray. So now that you know what you're in for, before we jump into that, I want to make sure that I take a little bit of time to address an issue going on at our office. We are currently and have been for the last year. We've had a home at the Portland Art Museum downtown. They've been an amazing community partner. During that time, we have witnessed continuous vandalism of the Black Lives Matter banner outside in the courtyard. And when I say vandalism, I mean everything from slicing it up, ripping it down and removing it. This has happened at night. This has also happened several times in broad daylight. And because the museum is so quick about replacing it, to a lot of people, they don't even notice it. But the banner that came down this weekend is the 10th banner that they've had to put up. Yeah, you heard me. 10th banner. So depending on when you were last at the Portland Art Museum, I'm not sure which version of the banner you may have seen at the time. But yeah, it's a area of concern for us. It's a constant reminder of the importance of the work we're doing in light of people that do not want us to exist, do not want us to feel comfortable, would rather us go hide and just be out of sight. And we're never going to do that. That's our current home. We're going to continue to uplift Black and brown voices. And whether you like it or not, Black Lives Matter. It is what it is. So shout out to the recreational racist that like to come down to the museum and make their voices be heard. Understand that we won't be swayed. And we applaud the efforts of the museum to show their support to communities of color and to our station. All right. I think that's enough. I think I've made all the points I need to make. Thank you so much, supporters. Thank you so much. Feedback is always appreciated. And your input is integral in making sure that we stay the course. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's get into some news of my fiance. In the next two segments you're about to hear, we discuss what's happening down in Newburgh. MJ, you want to jump into that first joint?
I do. Mm-hmm. I want to chat about it.
You want to snap and chat about it?
Y'all, Snapchat slave trade auction. Thanks to screenshots of posts circulating on social media, as well as reports from his cohorts, at least one Newburgh High School student was identified on September 14th as being involved with a Snapchat group filled with hate speech and violent threats. The group titled Slave Trade includes teenagers from around the country who post photos of black classmates and joke about auctioning them off as slaves. Quote, they can run, but they can't hide, a Newburgh student wrote in the slave trade group about two of his black classmates after posting their photo. $100 each. They like picking cotton.
Yikes.
I'll take them for $150 for the pair, another member of the group replied. Quote, all blacks should die, another wrote. Let's have another Holocaust. This is fun, guys. This is fun to read. This is fun to read to you. This is fun to put on the radio.
Listen, I will say this. I'll take $150 for the pair. I feel like their intention was to have a colonial or UK accent when they said
this. Well, you had to.
Okay. At least that's how I heard it.
Outrage surfaced on social media from parents and community members when the screenshots of the chat were discovered. NHS principal Tammy Irion sent a letter to students and parents condemning what occurred and said an investigation is ongoing. In a letter to the community, the principal said, quote, we are deeply dismayed that this behavior and this activity was exhibited by someone from our community. We condemn actions such as these, which represent the antithesis of what we believe and where we stand as a Newburgh Nation family. As a community, we continue to grapple with issues of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging.
I'm going to tell you, when I hear it in that order, I don't trust it.
I got things to say about that. Newburgh High School is committed to ensuring that all students are afforded a safe learning environment by prohibiting harassment based upon gender, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, religion, or disability. End quote. Ty Harden Moore, a black woman and former candidate for Newburgh School Board, is the parent of an NHS student. She said Arion's statement is an important step, but that the school and district must do more to call out racism and bigotry for what it is. She has been an outspoken critic of the Newburgh School Board's controversial ban on political symbols. Ambush, I got some things to say.
When I hear that rundown, in that order, diversity, equity, inclusion, and just everything, it's like cut, paste.
Add belonging. Cut, paste, plus.
Plus. LGBTQ,
right?
Add it all in, stir up the gumbo, and bam.
And continue on with the white supremacy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say something.
Please do.
You condemn the actions. No, you don't. Do all of these students still have slots? Are they still getting educated?
I believe they do.
I'm gonna tell you why I have an issue with that. Get those students away from the harm that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is expulsion behavior. This is, you're on your own now. You have to figure out, you have to go to online school. You be ostracized.
Right.
Because you do condone it. Because all we continue to get are these statements that say, we don't condone this behavior, but yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. These people are being raised by somebody, right?
These kids aren't raising themselves.
These kids are not raising themselves. They are not getting raised by the internet. I absolutely refuse to believe that y'all didn't know that they held some of these beliefs.
And it's very interesting how we pick and choose when we are responsible for the kids' thoughts and viewpoints versus when I don't know what's happening and where we're getting this.
Well, I find it real super funny that we have in 2021 white kids saying things like, I'm not responsible for my ancestors, but you're doing a slave trade auction to uphold Pappy's ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. You're super down.
You're super down for it.
You're super down.
You don't get to tell me that your dad ain't say nothing that might have led you down the road.
Yeah.
Your mom has done something.
We did get a text. They said those high schoolers need to get schooled. Also,
yeah, dang right.
Also, which Newburgh school? Please reveal. Thanks. This is Newburgh High School, the high school of Newburgh. I'm sorry if we weren't clear in the reporting, but yes, it's going down.
That's my fault because I said NHS at some point, which definitely is like the nationalized health system in the UK too. So, which is what I thought about. I definitely didn't think you were in high school in that moment. My bad, y'all.
But yeah,
you cannot tell me that there isn't a problem when, and you can't tell me that this, that white supremacy, that anti-blackness isn't happening still every single moment of every single day, and it's pervasive enough that these kids all of a sudden have the idea to have fun in this way. Why is this fun? Like, y'all got to get to the root of this is not a black problem. This is a white problem. Racism is a white problem. What are y'all white folks going to do about your white children who are doing
slave auctions?
And for you fun. Can't tell me that that's not damaging. You can't tell me that that's not a safe environment for any other student there who could be on the block.
And also understand, it's not a safe environment for them. They're not creating a safe environment for themselves.
Right.
They're not preparing themselves or being prepared to deal with the reality of the world right now. You cannot, I mean, this is the Petri dish. This is the origin story of the Karens and what are the male Karens called? Whatever they're called. Kens and Karens.
This is why we got to stop calling them Kens and Karens, though, because in all honesty, it takes away from it being white woman does racist thing.
Yeah.
White man does racist thing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, look at this wild Karen. She's just having a bad day.
Those videos are funny.
They're really funny.
Karen's going wild. It's funny. But no, you're right. And back to the point where I was trying to make as far as, no, not at all. As far as creating an unsafe environment for them, we see now the consequences of you being a grown adult, misbehaving with racial motivations on the internet. You're unfairly treated and you lose your job.
You don't want to be recorded because you don't want anyone to know that you're out here acting a whole ass.
Right. So it's like,
we can say that on the radio, right?
Yeah. So it's like, what do you want for your kids? What would you like for them? I would like for them not to be out here cutting up 100%.
But if you don't ever feel the ramifications of that, if you've never felt ostracized, if none of those things have ever happened to you, you don't even know what you're making someone else feel like.
True.
And this is not me giving them any cuts. I'm not giving any sort of reprieve. I'm just saying they don't get it.
Right.
And that's on them. It's not our place to give you and do our, I'll give you all of our emotional labor so that you can figure out what you're doing is damaging. And letting your children see you act that way is damaging. It's perpetuating.
Right.
Like there should be zero. If you're a person who says things like slavery was so long ago, get over it. What do you think? Why are your nieces and nephews out here talking about slave auctions then?
Why is that fun? And they're joining. Here's the interesting part. They're joining a national conversation because this Snapchat started in Michigan.
Right. So tell me more about this great stitched together fabric of America where we're a post-racial nation. Thanks, Obama. Tell me more about it. Text us. Tell me more.
Yes.
Because for real, there is zero, there's no explanation that somebody can give, right?
Mm-mm.
When the principal calls you in and says your son or daughter did this, I want to know what those moms and dads said. Because in the moment, you're shocked, right? Oh, I'm aggrieved. My kid would never. How dare they? That's not the Timothy I know. But then what? You get in the car and what?
It's the Timothy unit.
How come you embarrassed me? Why'd you put your face on there? What part of it are you upset about?
Right.
The getting caught or the slave part? Wanting to be a slaver. A colonizer. Sounds like something you want to uphold?
That's what we're down for? That's what we're into?
Because you're going to have to make that one make sense.
We're going to hop into a music break, but before we do that, I'm going to pay some bills. You are listening. This isn't actually paying bills.
No,
this is fulfilling our legal obligation.
Other things we got to do to stay here.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Going to take a quick music break, and we will see you on the other side. There's another Newberg story.
There are so many Newberg stories that it actually, we only picked two. We had to whittle down, y'all.
Well, we do have a story for Clackamas
County.
Clackamas County will be bringing it to you next week. A Newberg elementary school teacher showed up to school in blackface to protest a vaccine mandate.
In 1918?
No.
Oh.
During
the,
you know what?
The American Spanish flu?
I feel like they fared a little bit better with vaccine mandates back then. And I could be wrong, but you know, they didn't have.
You don't mean in 2021, in Newberg, Oregon.
They didn't have the Plandemic documentary back then.
Yeah.
An Oregon elementary school teacher showed up to work in blackface to protest the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The state of Oregon imposed a vaccine mandate in August for K-12 teachers, saying they must be fully vaccinated by October 18th.
It's coming up close.
It is. The teacher claimed to be dressed. No, this is real news, guys. The teacher claimed to be dressed up like Rosa Parks, a black civil rights leader. Newberg School District released a statement on Monday saying the district takes all incidents of racism seriously.
Mm.
The district said that the teacher has been placed on administrative leave, though it's unclear from the district statement if the teacher is being paid while on leave.
I bet it is unclear. That's on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From that statement, last Friday, one of our employees reported for work in blackface. The employee was removed.
I'm sorry. Please start over.
Okay. Per the statement, last Friday, one of our employees reported to work in blackface. The employee was removed from the location, and HR has placed the employee on administrative leave. According to the statement, the administration of Newberg Public Schools condemns all expressions of racism.
Mm.
The employee was removed from the location and... Oh, I'm sorry. I repeated that.
So...
The school district recently banned Black Lives Matter and LGBT pride flags from its campuses. We want to make mention of that.
Yeah, don't forget to make mention of that, because that was an important thing to focus on by the school board. Mm. What we can't do is allow these BLM terrorists to continue to walk our halls with T-shirts and posters on the wall.
Yeah.
And those LGBTQ plus kids, they're just confused, and we're not going to deal with it.
I am really confused as to how you could lump in your accusations and conspiratorial beliefs of Black Lives Matter and find some type of negativity to attach to the queer community and say we don't want any representation of them in our school. Like, you don't want, they can't have flags and stickers. Like, what's the conspiracy that they're running?
The gay agenda. What's wrong with you?
Okay, all right. You know what?
I don't think you understand what's happening here.
You know what? I would like our
listeners. It's the Marxist agenda that they're teaching our children in our schools.
So we're gonna give you guys.
We pay for it with our taxes.
We're gonna give you guys a little peek in the Black Twitter and Black life here. Homophobia is rampant in many communities.
All
communities. In the Black community, one of the conspiratorial beliefs is that there is a hidden gay agenda, and that. The LGBTQ community is forcing their beliefs
upon us
and their ideas upon us. That's why you're seeing it in TV, and you're seeing Lil Nas X, and there's this gay agenda, and it's about population control and all of that stuff. So that's what we're dealing with. What are you guys dealing with? Because that's where I'm like, I know there's homophobia across all ethnicities. What's the agenda? Is it to the gay agenda? Is it that pervasive? Has it cut through all racial lines?
I just want to go to the brunch and see the gay agenda by PowerPoint.
Is this downloadable?
I want someone to explain to me how it works. But Ambush,
Something
you're forgetting is there's also the racialized agenda. I don't know what they call it. Melting pot.
Okay.
That's the secret name of it. It's like investigation melting pot. Because remember how they broke down, not Black Twitter.
Yes.
But folks broke down when all of a sudden there was a little mixed girl on a Cheerios commercial. Oh, the Cheerios
commercial, yes.
And at that point, we were shoving down your throat that interracial relationships happen and that they also eat Cheerios.
Right.
After they have babies.
Yeah. Post year 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so all of it's an agenda if it's not heteronormative white culture.
Yeah.
All of it's an agenda somehow.
Okay. I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is called the gay agenda in the Black community, but it's the gay agenda everywhere.
Yeah.
That wants to be homophobic.
Okay. All right. We do have a text.
Upholding that patriarchy.
We do have a text. Accountability. Hand clap emojis. I'm a white mom, white kiddos. I've got mixed family, and I'm thankful we know better, and we've had these conversations at young ages. But expel those kids, period. The end.
Talk to them, white mom with white kiddos. Yes.
Their privileged parents can find a way to educate them now. Lack of action and accountability is what's wrong, and these parents need to be held accountable too, 100%.
Yes. Fantastic text message. We also need to know what accountability looks like in these moments.
True.
It's not... Now you know you did something wrong and you can go back and not do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, accountability means you have to atone for it. And by that, I don't mean like you need to be whipped in the street. I mean, you have to change the behavior. You don't get to just like, I got in trouble. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing the slave auction. But now I, you know, leave pamphlets.
I'm not showing up as Rosa Parks.
Right.
Guys,
I quit doing blackface. Okay, now let me be the teacher again.
Right.
No, like you gotta show and prove. You have to do something different. You have to change your life and your behavior. And then maybe you get a crack at being a teacher again. But you don't get to like continue to be the teacher that was Rosa Parks in blackface yesterday.
Just last year. Yeah. Okay. Like, so I'm with you. I was kind of like... I was going to do a soft pushback, like, do you get to be a teacher anymore? But there should be room for redemption. You are
There's room for redemption.
There's room for redemption.
But you got to do stuff to be redeemed.
Yeah.
It's not time. Sorry, Amber.
Yes, no, it's not time. And that's the issue I have. I'm so glad you said that. Because it is about the time. This isn't the issue where we can just turn this around. We're going to put you on suspension. You sign this thing promising you're going to take some sensitivity courses.
Right.
And then we'll see you next month. No.
Right.
No. I understand there are unions and teachers unions and all that stuff. And
thank goodness
union.
For that.
Yes. This is where I need you guys to step up and be like, this is like end of the school year for you. Your school year is over.
Yeah.
Your school year is over. You need to.
This is how it started. This is how it ended.
Right. You're a distraction to the learning experience.
Completely. And a dangerous distraction.
Dangerous.
A dangerous distraction.
Dangerous.
If anybody in today thinks there's an appropriate moment to be in blackface, you don't get to be an educator.
Mm.
You don't get to be an educator with children who are still figuring things out, right? Who, here we go with the... Don't shove it down my kid's throat. Look at your agenda.
Right.
What do you think that is?
A teacher.
A teacher. An educator.
A thought leader.
Trusted
thought leader. Showing up in blackface.
What am I to do with that?
What does that tell the white students?
What does it tell the...
I know what it tells them. Let's hold a slave auction.
Let's have a slave auction. That's what it tells me. Oh, they ain't tripping. Or it tells me when I get in trouble for the slave auction, this don't make no sense because Miss So-and-so was Rosa Parks in real life the other day.
Yeah.
Doing the protest. So why am I in trouble?
What's the big deal?
When she gets to still be the teacher.
Crystal says apology without changing the behavior or understanding is the why. Understanding the why is abuse. Apology without changing the behavior or understanding the why is abuse. Period. Thank you.
There Crystal. We go. Thank you, Crystal. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Also, thank you for the picture of these adorable dogs. Do you see? Can you see the?
Oh my goodness. The we got a big and a little. Okay. Please I don't think we back. Can say I'm that on TV.
A better than me too.
Not TV. Radio. My brain is still scrambled. Oh, my Thanks God. For bearing with me.
Brain scrambles.
These dogs are great.
Thank you, Crystal. She's back. She came back.
That's our lady.
Yeah. National news. I think, are we done with Newberg?
I'm done with Newberg. You can, did y'all secede yet? Don't y'all want to be a part of Idaho or something?
Last time I checked.
I need everybody to really we're going to move off of this story because that's our job.
Yeah.
But you have to stick on this. I need you to pay attention to what's happening in Newberg. I need you to say things to the school board. There is no excuse at this point. I know why we're still here, because we've been doing the performative things and pretending like we'll just DEI our way out of it. But if you'll remember that woman that was defacing the York statue before it was completely torn down, she was saying, I read all your books. I did the white privilege. I don't care.
She definitely did.
If that's your attitude when you go into it, you've been put in the corner, in the diversity corner, and you got to learn about other cultures, and that's about to ruin your whole next 4 hours, and you can't believe it. If that's your attitude going into it, you're going to still be that same person when you come out of it. If not worse.
Facts. 100% facts. I do like that diversity corner.
I feel like
you think about don't put baby in the corner.
Yeah, I feel like you guys come see me when you get put in the diversity corner and you're like, what happened? And I'm like, you did it wrong.
Did you? And I'm just double checking here. Did you show up in blackface at your job? Oh, I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah.
I feel like. Don't do that.
A worthy reason for you to be in trouble.
If you need me to tell you not to do that, don't do that. He said no.
Never do it again.
Never do it again.
All right. We can go to other things you should never do again that look like the past. Because that's all our stories today, folks. Thanks for listening to News with my Fiance. We're just the relics.